It's time for today's daily devotional, and before I get started, I'd like to take a moment to ask everybody to please pray for Coach Jessie's friends and family. Though I never met Jessie, I can see the lives that she's touched and the community that is hurting all around me, and I hope that you will hold up all of the folks here in your prayers during this tough and difficult time. All right, this week we are talking about heavy soul, holy light, finding the light in the darkness, and today we're going to focus on the weight of the world. Scripture comes from 1 Peter 5:7. Cast all of your anxiety on him because he cares for you. You know, depression can often feel like you're just carrying a backpack full of bricks that nobody else can see. And sometimes we add other people's bricks into our backpacks. And that's one of the things I tell everybody all the time. Give people back their backpacks. You have enough. So even with that worry and every disappointment, every what if adds like another stone to the weight that you are already carrying. And it becomes unbearable. You might smile in public, but inside you are really just straining to take that next step. You know, God never meant for us to carry that load alone. He invites us. He pleads with us to cast our cares on him. The word cast in this verse isn't used gentle or cautious. It means to throw with force. In other words, God doesn't want you to carefully hand him your burdens one by one. What he wants you to do, he wants you to hurl them onto his shoulders because he can handle them. And sometimes we hold on because we think we're being strong. We don't need anybody. We've got this. But that's not the case. That fear is just burdening us. It is holding on to us. But God wants you to give it to him. Strength isn't about how much you can carry. It's about knowing when it's time to let go. When you release your worries to him, you're not giving up. You're giving in to his care. So imagine laying all those invisible bricks down at his feet. Whether it's that fear that's keeping you up at night, the guilt that you can't seem to shake for something, maybe the sadness that you don't have the words for, or the thought that you may not be enough, whatever it is, lay them down. Every time you choose to pray instead of panic, the trust is going to tighten your grip. It's going to lighten your load. And God isn't disappointed by your weakness. We all think it's weakness. It's not weakness. God isn't disappointed by this. He's drawn to it. Scripture says that he is close to the brokenhearted in Psalm 34:18. And that means the very place you feel most fragile is where his presence rests the strongest. You were never designed to carry all of this on your own. Jesus already carried the cross so that you wouldn't have to carry the world on you. And before we get into prayer today, with holiday season approaching fast and suicide rates increasing, with that being said, if you are going through a dark season right now, and we have all been there, myself included, there is absolutely no shame in reaching out to somebody. Your pastor is always available, your friends and your family. I know sometimes in your head that conversation may be hard to speak out loud, but here's a couple examples of how you could start that conversation. I'm going through some dark days and thoughts. Can we talk? Or you could say, this is a hard conversation to start, but I'm having some dark and painful thoughts, and maybe it would be good to talk. Do you have some time today? Or if you want to just keep it very simple, it could start with something like, I feel very down. Can we chat today? Or when you get a chance, will you reach out to me? I feel alone and I just really need some support. If you aren't comfortable talking to somebody you know, that's okay. The 988 Lifeline is available to you 24/7, 365 days, and your conversations are free and confidential. And all you have to do is go online at 988lifeline.org, and they offer a variety of services. Lord, as we come to you in prayer, we've been carrying so much for so long. Sometimes we don't even realize just how heavy it's become, but you see it all, and you care for us deeply. Today, we lay our worries and our sadness and our fear at your feet. Teach us to let go, to trust that you are strong enough to hold whatever we can't. And thank you for loving us in our weakness and lifting what we were never meant to bear. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.